Now, being a Tuesday afternoon, once again, Carl Merry is with me. And I think the last couple of weeks, Carl, you've been dealing with smugglers and all sorts of things down in Leon Sea. And you're back to Lee this week as well.
Yes, it's a triplet of Lee stories, but this time no smugglers, no highwaymen.
But it's witchcraft.
It's once more Essex witchcraft.
My word. Okay, tell us all.
In 1852, in Leon Sea, there lived an old woman. Her name was Sarah Moore, and poor Sarah, well, she looked like a witch, whether she was or not. She looked like a witch straight out of a Grimm's tale. A hare lip, a crooked hooked nose, a bent back, and to top it all, a sharp tongue. And it was said by both adults and children that she could flash sparks from her eyes when she was angry. And so many people crossed the street to avoid her. One day, when she was about to leave her house, there were some children playing nearby. They saw her. And although she told them to go and play elsewhere, as soon as she was out of sight, they returned to play outside her yard. And they looked at her house, and they could tell by the way the front door was banging in the wind that it was unlocked. And children being children, they could not resist going inside. In the darkness, they looked round. Well, there was a copper bubbling away, a half-finished meal on the table, a candle, bottles on the shelves, and it was the bottles that particularly intrigued the children, particularly attracted their eyes. For you see, Lizzie, the oldest of the four siblings, suffered from chilblains, and she thought that there just might be a cure in one of the bottles on the shelves. For it was said that Sarah Moore made potions to cure anything. And she picked up the candle from the table, and she walked to the shelves and held it up to one of the shelves. She put the candle next to some bottles and was looking carefully along the line of bottles when they all heard it. All the children heard the door latch click, and when they looked round, there in the doorway stood the witch, muttering to herself. Frightened, the children ran to the other side of the room, as far away from her as possible. But as Lizzie turned to run, she jogged the shelf and a bottle fell all over her and her four-year-old sister, Em. The candle fell and the two children burst into flames. The old woman, Sarah Moore, ran towards them. She tried to smother the flames with a sack, but the children, so frightened of the witch, ran from her, ran out into the windy day. And as the wind fanned the flames, they grew stronger and stronger. And by the time they were eventually put out by some of the people who'd run at the noise of the children screaming and howling, both Em and Lizzie were dead. Their brother Tommy, well, they got some sense out of him. He said that a bottle of paraffin had fallen from the shelf. That had sent the candle flying. And when Sarah had come in the open doors, it was the paraffin and the candle that had made the flames blaze. But his younger sister Jane, who was only 10, said, "No, no, the witch did it. Sparks flashed from her eyes. And then she tried to catch them in a sack." And Tommy then said, "Yes, yes, she did. She did. She tried to catch them in a sack." For the rest of her life, Janie believed that the sea witch's eyes had killed her sister. But the adults did not punish Sarah, for they believed Tommy. But Sarah, well, if the death of Lizzie and Em was strange, her death was even more strange. You see, it was said she could predict the future. She would fill a scatterpan with seawater and Thames sand, and in the cloudy water, she could predict the future, and even could predict storms at sea. There came a day when a new skipper, a new captain, came to Lee. And when Sarah called to him, "Buy a wind from me, sir, buy a wind from me," instead of tossing her a coin, as most of the Lee men would have done, he walked straight past her. And that night, there in the estuary, his ship was caught in a mighty storm. It seemed it would sink with all hands on board. And at his height, the skipper cried, "It's that witch! It's that witch! I'll kill that witch!" And he hacked three times at the tangled rigging. And at the third blow, the storm stopped. And the next day, the boat sailed in to the harbour at Lee. And there, on the harbour side, the crew saw the dead body of Sarah Moore with three bloody gashes on her head.
Dear me. Well, I wasn't expecting that, I could tell you.
No, it's not a very pleasant story. Of course, Lee is connected with witchcraft.
Indeed.
In a cunning Murrell.
Yes.
19th century White Wizard of Essex lived there as well.
Yes.
About the same time as this Sarah Moore, it would seem.
It wasn't Sarah Moore that lived down on the near the Peterboat and the Cricket Billy. There was somebody that lived in one of the little cottages down there, I believe.
It's quite possible. I don't know.
So I'm trying to bowl you a fast forward top spin.
I would love to know where these places are.
Yeah.
But I don't. Because many... Well, I suppose in Old Lee, many of those houses are still there, but
they are.
In the other parts of Lee, not so much.
Right, so what have you got for us next week?
Well, not many people know that there was an earthquake in Essex. There was an earthquake in Wivenhoe in the 19th century. So I'll be telling a story of the earthquake, which is called My Hat.
Right, we look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Carl.